Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRadio.com continues. My guest right now this time is the founder and CEO of High Life Health Cannabis Dispensary. I'm here with Jennifer Gearham. Jennifer, thanks for being on with me.
Thank you for having me on.
So right off the bat, High Life Health emphasizes a commitment to quality, safety, mentioning of organic cultivation practices and rigorous testing protocols. And you're based in New York's cannabis market, where you're based. And it's obviously been very competitive, increasingly competitive, and a lot of changes going on within the market itself and licensing and all these different things. But what I want to ask is about what is it that High Life Health has done to ensure products stand out, build a level of consumer trust that goes beyond what other dispensaries offer?
Sure. So we truly believe that we are representatives and it's our job to educate our consumers as to the benefits of products. We find that so many of our customers in this marketplace don't actually know why they're taking what they're taking. They just are given a product and they try it and either it works for their issue or it doesn't work. And we really have to get across to our customers and consumers that we truly have a level of testing now in New York State where you can scan the back of each product and get a COA and know exactly what you're taking. So in instances where a product might not have worked for you in the past, it may be because it was something that you shouldn't have been taking for what you were trying to achieve. So, you know, our goal is to educate the customer and provide the resources available, like those lab reports. So when you really are concerned and educated, you can make a really wise choice.
Now, from your own background, you come from a background of acting and modeling, and you stated for yourself, you're on a mission to redefine the narrative around cannabis. And tell me about what is it your creative and artistic background brings to the table to challenge the perception of cannabis just beyond retail. And obviously, in such a crowded New York market, to make yourself stand out among the others.
Right. So one thing I knew that we would need to do to establish ourselves firmly in this marketplace is to be different. And in order to change that narrative, we had to be the model of what we were trying to show. So in order to highlight that, we decided to gain traction in this industry that we would start a reality TV show. So we started filming basically in the first couple of weeks of operation, and we filmed up until our recent expansion, and we have a pilot episode of that out. But in that show, you're going to see our family. It's me. I'm the licensee. I'm mom. I have the two college sons who are working here now and going to school. We're in an industry that we never thought that we would be in. And we're in it because of them, because of, you know, whether it be physical ailments. I have one son who broke his back when he was younger, or, you know, just dealing with the anxiety of life and being a young adult. That's what catapulted me into wanting to be part of this industry. So the fact that I get to do that along with my children and try and change the narrative. My own mother wants to know why I want to be a dope dealer. So it's really hard to change the narrative, even within my own household. but we're doing that. And when people come into the store and they are educated and they see a mom and a dad and a family in here, and we're really, truly living and breathing this life because it's helpful to so many people. It's so challenging. But to see us actually make a difference every day in people's lives, it makes it all worth it.
Exactly. Now, So there's an article I pulled from that.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at Owner's Box. .com/footballfuelpointstc.
It's also on your website at highlifehealth.com. And it's also talking about the grand reopening celebration you just had recently of your new Rochelle location. And what I want to get to take from that was that it was about High Life Health bringing that there were concerns about what you bring to the neighborhood. And I want to know what you did in terms of the community organizing and just to introduce to the community what you were going to do to address any fears about the idea that, oh, New Rochelle could never have a cannabis dispensary, but you are, and you're here to go and give a positive and safe presence.
Absolutely. So we knew off of the bat, the building that houses High Life Health, my husband's family has owned for over 60 years. So there's been a presence in this neighborhood for a very long time. More important to his family is how the progression of this neighborhood is going to be for the future, and what is the future of this property going to be. And New Rochelle is going through a huge revitalization right now. And the project is bringing in, you know, young artistic types and going through an entire revitalization. Directly across the street from us, they're going to be redoing the armory, and there'll be veteran housing, and it'll be a community center. And we have already given back to this community with our tax dollars, but we go further. We're not allowed to deduct any of our charitable contributions, but we don't let that stop us because community here is so important. I grew up here. My husband grew up here. So we want to make sure that this neighborhood is sustainable for a very long time. And giving back to the community in a way that has never been done before is really awesome. The city has never had this income stream. And to be able to bring that to the table, plus make our own donations, like we donated the Christmas tree for the Christmas tree lighting in downtown New Rochelle last year. We donated gifts to the Youth Bureau and pies to the Youth Bureau Thanksgivings. So we really, truly are giving back and living and breathing part of this community. So to be basically the pillar of that expansion and the change in this particular community has been amazing.
And so just to give a lay of the land of where High Life Health is right now, again, New Rochelle, Westchester County, about 17 miles northeast of New York City, or actually Midtown Manhattan. And I mean, I guess that's one thing that's a different dynamic is just the culture shock, I guess, from anything just being not in the metropolitan New York City to what's being in Westchester County or stuff like in just out of those outlying areas. You know, there's a strong statement you made about combating the illicit market, getting rid of all the bad shops that are poisoning our children, quote unquote. And what is it there that's there? Because obviously New York City has their own lay of infestation of illicit markets and so much bad product is out there. What's the lay of the land right there where you are, and you know, what is there to counteract against?
All right. So when we first opened, there were 17 documented illicit shops that the city knew about. Prior to us opening, there was a sweep, and it was 7 to 9, depending on who you ask, illegal shops were closed prior to our grand opening. And then since then, we've hit major roadblocks with OCM. We have documented shops that are operating, and the city doesn't even have a lab in Westchester County to test product at this point. So they're relying heavily on OCM to come in and, you know, take over that. And with all of the injunctions and all of the legal battles, nothing seems to ever happen with that. So what the city's done is they've kind of tried to be very strict in the kind of businesses and the number of businesses that they're allowing, because right now there is very little enforcement. So if you can't enforce the illicit market, how can you possibly monitor the legal market? So the city has done a good job protecting us, but I do have some competition that will be coming into town. I don't call it competition. I think the narrative is that it's competition, but I think we also need to change the stigma. And in order to grow this industry and be sustainable, we all need to work together and collaborate. So when my new plumbers do come into town, I've already extended my arms out to let them know that I'm here, willing and able to collaborate. And I think that the more of that we have in this industry, the better the industry is going to progress. It truly takes a village. And what we're doing is way bigger than any one of our stores. It doesn't matter if you're an MSO or if you're a little mom and pop who's really trying to grow this business for, you know, our family. Either way, we all need to make sure that this business is sustainable and that we can all align together to make it grow. So, you know I have that within the city, and it's been great. Along with the challenges, there are people who still try and come in and challenge proximity rules. And I had a store just a couple of weeks ago trying to open where I could actually see them diagonal. Now, logistically, we're in the suburbs. So OCM's footprint and rulings should not apply to a suburban setting, the same rules that apply in a city grid, because the population density varies so much geographically here. One huge section could be a park that nobody's in, you know, and another section can be densely populated.
Well, there's a lot of talk about the idea of the licensing and where locations are near schools. There's been a lot of contention with that. There's been the issue about where some dispensaries have to go and move. But like you said, it's a different story from the small city blocks in the main city to what you have out there in the suburbs of New Rochelle.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, here, the downtown area where I am on the outskirts of the downtown area, which is great because I have easy access to 95, which makes us, you know, very accessible,
right.
Especially to Connecticut, because between us and Connecticut on the corridor, there isn't much. So we're in a great spot where it comes to that. But we don't draw traffic from the downtown area, you know, because we're on the far outskirts of that area. So the downtown area in New Rochelle does have a need, and they're going to get it. And it's in the works, you know, that dispensary is going to be open, and it's in a walkable neighborhood. And then they're stretching it out on the far side of town, which has access to another highway where you access like Northern Westchester from. So, there are ways to do it. Unfortunately, OCM isn't the one who's making those determinations. They're just basing it on the original rules that were written and don't fit all situations. Like I said, fortunately, in this case, the city is being smarter than that and not oversaturating it, because they do want sustainable businesses as well.
Now, one of the things that should be make mention of as well is that High Life Health is a woman-owned, equity-licensed dispensary. So you did go through the CARD program to get the social equity licensing to go ahead and be able to operate. So unlike the other MSOs, which, you know, they can inundate the entire market and have so much freewheeling, there is a lot to go and counteract for a dispensary like yours there. And what I want to ask is just where it comes from about your path through the licensing process. As a woman and doing one of the few women-owned dispensaries, about how you can mentor other women in the cannabis industry about equity and inclusion. What I want to find out is just what your path was like and how you felt like, what was it, what you expected, and how the path is for others to take, what they should be learning from your history in this space.
So when I initiated this process, it was kind of like playing the lotto for me. I really, truly, it's not something that I ever thought that I would be entertaining. Mm-hmm. a friend came to me with an application as a C applicant and wanted to know if it was a, you know, if it was real or if it was a scam, if it was something that they could do. And as I started reading it, I was like, wow, you know, I feel like I could do this, which is what initiated me to try and do it. My advice to everybody is make sure that when you do any kind of application, just make sure that you dot your I's and you cross your T's. Every single page, every single line, give exactly what is asked for. Don't give anything more. And make sure that you submit everything orderly and timely. That is 90% of the battle. I don't care if you're an MSO or who you are. If you are missing one thing in your application, you're going to go from the top of the queue to the bottom. And this is in life. It's not just in cannabis. Like, just make sure that you do everything that is asked. And I'm sure that your outcome will be far greater than if you try mush things through or you get aggravated over the process. So, you know, so you take time. The minute you stall, everything is stalled.
Right.
So you want to keep that momentum. In order to keep that momentum, get all of your ducks in a row, which is exactly what I did. And I was navigating with zero help in this industry. And I still have kind of zero help because there is nobody showing me where I should go or how I should do certain things. And the people who have had success aren't sharing. So, you know, it's really up to us to pave our own, all of us to pave our own path at this point.
So let's go and direct people over to where you are. The address is 17 Huguenot Street, New Rochelle, New York. Again, right off of US 1. So, I mean, for myself, if we're going to take 95, Interstate 95 or US 1 straight north. I'm in South Florida myself. You can make it all the way up there to New Rochelle, New York, and Westchester County, and available right now. So for those that want to go ahead and check it out, the website is highlifehealth.com, available for pickup and delivery, open till 9 o'clock. And real quickly, as we send people to the website, tell people what they're going to look forward to and what kind of products you have. A lot of great independent products and a lot of good products online there, from flowers, vapes, edibles, pre-rolls, beverages, and so much more. Take us a lay of the land at the dispensary there and what you have available.
We have basically something for everybody here at Highlight because our goal is to educate and evolve our customers. So majority of our customers come in, have never had any experience with cannabis other than maybe smoking a joint when they were in high school or college. And now, you know, they have ailments and they're elderly and they're looking. So a lot of our customers go on a journey with us. And we start small with like edibles or a tincture or there are so many products in the marketplace for people who cook. We have ghee and olive oils and infused products that you can use that are really small microdose, but are also infused with other terpenes and components that will really, truly help you in other ways, you know, in your life, whether it be anxiety or aches and pains. So we have from the very basics up to the most potent concentrates and the cleanest methods in which to ingest everything as well. So we can truly take you on a journey.
Fantastic. I'm in here with the founder and CEO of High Life Health, Jennifer Gearham, here on Grassroots Marketing. HighLifeHealth.com, all one word. Make sure to go there and also go visit them in New Rochelle, New York in Westchester County. Jennifer, thanks for being on with me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
All right.